Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with the band Hancock. And we've got the man himself here at the table, Chad Hancock. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
I'm really excited to have you. And then who do you have here with you? We've got Marcus Hill and Jason Gaw. Tell me a little bit about, why don't you guys introduce each other?
My name is Jason Gaw, and we have, with my partner, Marcus Hill, we have a record label and a recording studio here in town. My family also has the Lazy G Ranch, which we raise bison. And that's about all you need to know about me.
Yeah. So I'm Marcus Hill. This whole thing started really years ago. I'm a songwriter. I was in Nashville for several years and got out of the music stuff for quite a while. Which a lot of people do, and just kind of returned back to it. It's been probably 3-4 years ago. I wanted to get back into writing, built a studio here in town. I also own a tech company called Lightwire. Next door to Lightwire is where we put the studio in and built it all out to Nashville grade, really high-end stuff, really cool, lots of cool pieces, kind of vibey pieces. Like, for instance, one of the preamps we have is recorded Carrie Underwood's voice for Jesus Take the Wheel, which
very
is kind
exciting.
Of a cool thing. So there's some historical stuff others. There too.
Yeah, that's exciting. And there in the studio, you have been recording with Chad Hancock.
Yeah, with Chad.
Chad, tell me, let's go way back. How did you get into this crazy music business?
Well, I grew up around music. I mean, my mom didn't necessarily play anything, but she played music constantly. So, that and then my dad's side of the family, they all were musical people. I mean, I can't tell you how I learned how to play guitar. I just kind of sat there and played until I could figure out how to play a chord.
Picked it up one day.
I mean, dad showed me a couple things. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing, just showed me. But when you're, 12, 13 years old, you have other things on your mind besides trying to play guitar.
No way. Not girls or anything.
Yeah. So I grew up in Silver Point, Tennessee, the metropolis down there below Baxter.
Big
metropolis.
That's
where I was born and raised. And then I moved to Nashville when I was younger, 12, 13 years old. So seeing the culture there, I mean, you're going from small town Silver Point, Tennessee, to living in Madison, Tennessee, which is a completely different world than what I was accustomed to. So I adapted. It was cool. Everything was good. And then I started listening to different kinds of music because up here it was mostly, country, rock, that sort of stuff. So when I was in school there, in the 90s, that's when all the hip-hop stuff was taken off. So then I started listening to that. So I've been a chameleon when it comes to music. Now, my soul, heart, and soul's always been old country, like Hank Sr. kind of country, like stuff that speaks to you.
Waylon.
Even before that, Hank, of course, Elvis, any of those guys, a lot of Delta Blues stuff. So when I play music, it's kind of, I'm kind of thinking about all that. Now, in my mind, I want to be like rock star, I'm too big of a fella and I got too country of a voice to wear leather pants and all that good stuff.
There are some people that still try to do it.
Won't try to do it. So my voice it leans to that country kind of 70s rock, 80s rock, country sort of thing. So I try to incorporate all that when I'm writing music pretty much.
You write all your own music?
I do. I have some help. Marcus helped write some stuff. I mean, I have some help, but it's definitely it's a strange thing that it just kind of, I've never actually sat down with a piece of paper and a pen to try to make words rhyme.
Are you melody first?
100%.
Okay. So you hear the music and you put words to it.
Absolutely.
I understand that. That's very exciting. Yeah. And do you write the same way, Marcus?
Most of the time. It just depends, though. A lot of times I'll get a hook and then I'll start developing that. And, my phone is full of notes like crazy.
Voice notes? Do you record little? Okay.
Yeah. So I'll hear a melody or I'll get an idea for a hook and then I'll make note of that. And then, and it just depends though. Recently it's been lyrics first. So
it varies.
Yeah. That's always interesting to me how songwriters write. And it's usually one way or the other. We'll be back talking with the band Chad Hancock, the band Hancock, just in one moment. You are back on The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Chad Hancock of the band Hancock and Marcus Hill and Jason Gaw, two men in his corner, helping promote this new singer on The Scene and who already has a song that's doing really well on the Spotify charts, moving up on some of the downloading. Tell me a little bit more about that. It's a song called Beyond the Blue.
It's a song. Well, it's It talks about a lot of different things. You just kind of, once you listen to it, you'll figure out what it's about. But that actually is what started this whole thing. So last year, I'm not a young person. I'm 45 years old. So last year, I was in a competition in Cookeville that these guys were part of, that they hosted along with some other places. And I submitted something. It was weird because as much as I'm comfortable like writing music and playing music, the whole microphone thing's always been weird to me. It's an odd thing. I know that, but it's something to get used to. Even this, I mean, it's just that area is weird. The recording studio in the vocal booth was weird too. I just felt awkward, but mm-hmm. I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a learning process. So last year, I made a promise to myself, like 45 is going to be it. Something's going to happen, or I'm fine just playing around here, doing covers, uploading my songs on social media, and I'm fine with that. So luckily, these guys, I competed. I did well. They offered me a recording contract and kind of put me out there. And they know with my age, it's a different thing. You know, it's when somebody's younger, I'm not knocking age. I don't feel 45. I'm Gen X. So we found the holy grail.
We got out before social media ruined us in high school.
I think hose water was like a fountain of youth thing. Yeah. So it's a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
But so these guys gave me a shot, and they work extremely hard to get this stuff out there. I thought you just go sing, 2 days later you're done, see ya. It's nothing like that. So they put in a ton of work. So pretty much all that is those guys helping me and getting my stuff out there and teaching me how to do things correctly. Because, you know, I sit in my living room or on my porch with my dogs and just write music, play music, upload it, and then I really don't even think anything else about it. Mm-hmm. And some songs stick because it means something. I think every songwriter, it's a piece of them. Mm-hmm. You can sing about nonsense, but it's still a piece of you. It's life experiences, all that stuff, or somebody you know, or what you've been through, what they've been through. Mm-hmm. So these guys gave me a shot, and I really appreciate it. So we'll see where this thing goes.
Well, let's talk about the shot. Marcus and Jason, what did you see in him? What was this? What was the thing that said, okay, this could be something?
Well, I mean, my background is in vocal production, so when I heard his voice, when you hear a song, you can't deny that he's got chops. And a lot of people mistake him for Chris Stapleton or somebody like that. I hear a lot of Bob Seger, that type of voice. He's just really soulful, a little rich, a lot of texture to it, and he's got that blues feel. So it's pretty undeniable when you hear it. It speaks for itself.
Yeah. And what about for you?
It really, the songwriting. Chad's a really good writer, and he's a mature writer, and very hooky songs, very marketable songs, and we kind of move across several genres with him. Try to stay around the country world, but you know, there's stuff that's out there that, it sounds, I don't even know how to compare it. It's very much, Chad's a Gen Xer, like he said earlier, I am as well, and it's very much a Gen X kind of sound.
You mentioned retro earlier that you had a lot of interest in hip hop. Does that make an appearance in the music? Do you?
No.
So we're going straight. See, when you said a minute ago, you said you're very into old country, and then you said hip hop. I was like, surely he's not putting hip hop beats on his country if he's into old country. But tell me a little bit about your style, if you could explain it.
The easiest way to explain it is how they explain it. It's a mix of everything except hip hop. And I'm just not into the, I love it. I love 90s rap. I really do.
But you've recognized your limitations.
But I've recognized my limitations.
It's okay.
I can sing. I can't do that stuff. To incorporate everything, and like he said, a lot of songs, some songs lean really more rock, really, really rockish kind of. Blues, rock, that sort of stuff. The country stuff really leans back towards like old country music. You know, I'm a fan of all music. It doesn't matter. As long as it's listenable. Now, there's some I can't listen to at all. That makes no sense to me. And it amazes me that how far things go. And that's a great thing for them. But you got to have, for me, a song has to have substance. I've had to have experienced or I know what they're talking about, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, no, we don't incorporate rap. But my style would be more like, so you take CCR, You take Hank Sr.
Okay.
You take Waylon.
Mm-hmm.
You take Hank Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You take Kings of Leon.
Okay. Okay, wait, Bob, I'm with you. Keep going.
You take Bob Seger.
Okay.
And then you mix that all up, and sometimes it comes out like that. And then again, sometimes it comes straight country. I mean, it just depends on what mood I'm in.
Just the idea of mixing Creedence like with Weezer. Bob Seger, I want to hear that. Yeah.
Sometimes like Weezer.
And some Weezer.
Everclear.
Okay, now I got to hear, because when you throw in Everclear and Weezer, I'm way off the Bob Seger CCR train. But I'm a fan of music in general, and I love the idea that you have found each other and are creating this music. And you've got some really exciting things coming up. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a moment to talk with Chad Hancock and his gang a little bit more about what's coming up for this new artist on the scene. You are back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Chad Hancock, Marcus Hill, and Jason Gaw. And Chad is opening at the Fall Fun Fest for Sister Hazel this year. Chad is a new country artist on the scene, and tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you. How can we find you? Where can we see you? And where can we play your music?
Songs are streaming on all platforms. Local stations are also playing it. So you can search Hancock. It's going to pull up the artist page. And we've got one song, Beyond the Blue, right now. The other song, Any Other Way, should be out within the next couple of days as far as release for streaming stuff.
Very exciting. And so what is an artist that's you're going for it now. You're trying to make it, and this is the path. What does a typical week look like? What does a month look like for an artist that's trying to get out there? Are you writing a lot right now?
I always write. I mean, I write every day. Now we all have full-time jobs too, so we gotta take care of those things.
This is
something that, you know, hopefully it'll go there someday. But as long as these guys are in my corner, they help tremendously, and they've kind of shown me a different way to do things and how to control vocals. And I've just been spending more time playing guitar, you know, learning different things, because I'm three chords in the truth kind of fella. So if I get out there in Weirdville, it kind of confuses me sometimes, but I'm getting there slowly but surely.
You spoke earlier about how your family kind of influenced your love of music when you were a child. And what about now? How's your family, your wife, you have kids? How's everybody supporting?
My oldest son, Austin, is doing his thing up in Crossville, doing a great thing. My daughter starts tech here in a week, which is unreal.
Crazy.
My youngest son's still in high school. And it's funny because they're the same way I was. They could play. I've sat with them, and I can watch them, and they can play. They just don't have time for it right now.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. What is happening at Fall Fun Fest? Let's talk about that for a moment.
So at Fall Fun Fest, we actually have two artists playing that night. Braden Wall is in front of Hancock. Hancock is direct support for Sister Hazel. And so doing a set similar, we did the Fire on the Mountain for the 4th of July this year in Monterey, headlined that show. But doing something similar, but we're pulling more of Chad's rock stuff to be a better support act for Sister Hazel.
But
you'll see the full band. Drummer right now with Hancock is Ken Icarone. He's a touring musician. He's out on tour right now with We Are Messenger. Toured with a lot of big acts out there. And then pretty much everybody on stage for that show are all pros.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, we use a lot of local folks where we can, but when we're recording, you know, we're working with the industry players out of Nashville.
Yeah.
So, you know, Luke Bryan, steel guitar player, has played steel on his songs. We've used Shania Twain and Garth Brooks, fiddle player, the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks now.
The Chicks.
We've used their banjo player for stuff. So
that's exciting. And it's all coming up very soon at the Fall Fun Fest. In the meantime, how can people find you? Streaming on everything. And then is there a website? Where can we look you up? And also, how can we follow you on social?
Everything's on social as far as just Hancock's on TikTok. We have an Instagram page. Just search Hancock. You'll see my mug on there somewhere. But that's the easiest place to find me. We're scheduling some stuff, you know, for later on. Right now, we just try to focus on that one show at a time.
Sure.
I still play with a small band I play music with all the time, but I'll just keep that under wraps. We just do it for fun. So
this is a garage band.
And they're
band.
Great. They're great. They're great. But as far as the Hancock thing, we got some big stuff coming. It's just right now it's Fall Fun Fest. Then it's back to the studio, get some more stuff released. And that's pretty much about it.
But we're on all streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Every platform. So if you're listening, take a moment and look up the band Hancock. And Chad and Marcus and Jason, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And we'll be looking for you in the big lights.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're proud of you.